2 hours later, I stood alone in the square.
What brings you here, milady? Is it to find the gentleman who visits his tame pigeon in the eaves? Our cholera will catch you with its cramps and spasms and turn your whiteness dead blue.
I think I could have walked through hell that day and never flinched. The dear Christ comfort you, I said. You must be the most miserable to be so cruel.
Up so high lived Romney's bride-to-be.
We talked.
She was born upon a ledge, in a hut built up at night to evade the landlord.
Marion's father earned his life by random jobs.
Keeping swine on commons, picking hops, or hurrying on the harvest at wet season.
In between the gaps of such irregular work,
he drank and slept and cursed his wife because the pence being out, she could not buy more drink, at which she turned the worm and beat her baby in revenge for her own broken heart.
There's not a crime but takes its proper change out, still in crime, if once rung on the counter of this world.
The outcast child learned early to cry low
and walk alone.
Thus at three she would run off and creep through the golden walls of gorse, find some keyhole toward the secrecy of heaven's high blue, and nestling down, peer out. Oh, not to catch the angels at their games, but to gaze she knew not why, to see she knew not what.
A hungering outward from the barren earth for something like a joy.
She liked, she said, to dazzle black her sight against the sky. For then it seemed like some grand blind love came down and groped her out and clasped her with a kiss.
She learnt God that way, and was beat for it whenever she went home.
Yet she came again.
This great blind love.
This sky eye father and mother, both in one, instructed her and civilized her more than even Sunday school did afterward.
To which a kind lady sent her to learn books and sit upon a long bench in a row with other children.
One day,
said Marion,
the sun shone that day. My mother had been badly beaten, and feeling the bruises sore about her wretched soul, came in suddenly.
And snatching in a sort of breathless rage her daughter's headgear comb, let down the hair upon her like a waterfall.
Then drew me drenched and passive by the arm outside the hut we lived in.
When the child could clear her blinded face from all that stream of tresses,
there a man stood with eyes that seemed to swallow me alive. Body, spirit, hair, and all. God, free me from my mother!
She cried and ran.
Famished hounds at a hare.
The man and her mother ran after her.
She heard them yell.
I felt my name like shot from guns.
Mad fear was running in her feet and killing the ground.
The white roads curled.
As if she burnt them up.
The green fields melted.
Trees fell to make room for her.
Then my head grew vexed.
Trees, fields turned on her and ran after her.
She lost her feet.
Could run no more.
Yet somehow went as fast.
The horizon, red, so sucked me forward. Forward while my heart kept swelling. Swelling till it swelled so big, it seemed to fill my body. Then it burst and overflowed the world. And swamped the light. And now I am dead and safe.
Thought Marion Earle.
She had dropped and fainted.
As the sense returned, she was aware of heavy tumbling motions, creaking wheels.
A wagoner had found her in a ditch beneath the moon, as white as moonshine, save for the oozing blood.
At first, he thought her dead.
But when he heard her sigh, he raised her up, laid her in his wagon, and brought her to the hospital.
She stirred.
The place seemed new and strange as death. The white, straight bed, with others straight and white, like graves dug side by side at measured lengths, and quiet. quiet people walking in and out with wonderful low voices and soft steps, an apparitional equal care for each, astonished me with order, silence, law. And when a gentle hand held out a cup, I took it as you do a sacrament, half awed, half melted, not being used indeed to so much love.
Oh my God, how sick we must be ere we make men just.
I think it frets the saints in heaven to see how many desolate creatures on earth have learned the simple dues of fellowship and social comfort in a hospital, as Marion did.
I lay there stunned, half tranced, and wished at intervals of growing sense that I might be sicker yet, if sickness made the world so marvelous kind.